todolisthome.com. Welcome, I'm your host Tony Teolis, and I'm keeping track of things to do around the home for a better life. Today is January 28th, 2012. This is episode 38 of the To Do List Home podcast. Be a great task manager with your to-do list. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Vivaldi, The Four Seasons, Spring in Allegro, by Antonio Vivaldi, recorded on Vivaldi, The Four Seasons, from 2010. Have a listen through the link that can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance. Retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad, or even if they don't. I want todolisthome.com to be one of your stops for home and life projects. By doing this, I hope to save you time and provide some humor that is hard to find. If any of this turns out to be life-altering, all the better, because I know how hard that is to find amongst all of the muckety-muck on the web. Subscribe. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on our YouTube channel, Tokyo73, and be our friend on Facebook and tweet us on Twitter. Links to all these sites can be found at the todolisthome.com website. We hope you'll share your to-do list ideas with us. You'll also find useful files that you can download on the menu bar of the todolisthome.com website. Feel free to view and use the files for your to-do lists. My home projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how I put past experiences and research together to present you home, work, and life projects with a purpose. It's not always important what we do, but it should always be important why we do things, especially if we're trying to make a better life. On my to-do list today is be a great task manager with your to-do list. The typical to-do list for home projects, big or small, begin in my mind, and I try to make mental notes on what it is I will do for making the home a production center as well as a better place to live. But one of my secrets of success is to write things down as I think of them. Back in 1997, I was reading a Tom Clancy thriller, Executive Orders, and I came across a passage where the president's wife, who is a surgeon, discusses the need for her to write out her mental notes, because if she didn't, then the thought never happened. That was life-altering for me, and it has been my mantra ever since. For the jobs I have held, it has proven especially useful in the variety of successes I have had. I used to be an IT product and services salesman in Japan, and the simple act of keeping notes of what I had to do proved effective each and every time I managed a project. The act of writing out what I had to do was integral to all the things I have had to do since, from making wedding plans to finding a job back in the USA, to buying the home we live in now, and for my everyday work tasks. Keeping a list of the things to do has kept me from failing. Or, if I found I was not succeeding in my tasks, having the to-do lists allowed for reflection and revision until success was achieved. Trying to find and secure a job in the USA while living in Tokyo was a long and tedious project, but sticking to the to-do lists that were created for that adventure proved to be invaluable. Over time, I have tried to improve on how I make and track my to-do lists, but it wasn't until last summer when I took a prioritizing demands class that I learned a better method for keeping track of my responsibilities. I share that simple method with you in today's show notes and in the downloads page, both located at todolisthome.com. The file is simply titled To-Do List, and you are encouraged to make it fit your own style of how to keep track of things to do. That same file is integral to how I manage this podcast and the todolisthome.com website. My method is pretty straightforward in that I simply make a list, usually on a weekly basis, of things to do in a notebook. From there, I update the to-do list file as necessary, and I'm able to prepare for and accomplish my tasks in a manner that minimizes cost and time. I must emphasize the importance of taking breaks and noting to you to be sure to enjoy what you are doing or stop doing it. Yet I have found that that method alone is not enough. Managing my to-do lists have required a lifestyle change for me that was not easy to accept but necessary to implement. The simple question that motivates my daily actions for my work and home to-do lists is, does what I do make for a better tomorrow for my family and I? Being the best I can be at my job is important for that, and that is only accomplished by keeping accurate account of the myriad of things I do during the workday. The same is true for being a great family head of household, and on top of those responsibilities, I am trying to maintain the home and turn it into a food and life production center. I began todolisthome.com with the intent of keeping track of things I do around the home for a better life, but it is quickly morphing into a social community with potential for paving the way towards early retirement and financial independence. As noted in What Drives This, or What Drives the todolisthome.com website and podcast, driver number 3 is retiring at the age of 55 or younger. In episode 16, Retire Early and Regain the Freedom of Financial Independence, I explained that to me, early retirement means that although I will still be gainfully employed, my livelihood is not solely dependent on my wage. In episode 16, I go into detail the 4 main steps I must implement over time that will make driver number 3 a reality. Getting there will involve lots of to-do list creation and tracking, and you'll be a part of this experience as it develops. I mentioned that there are lifestyle changes that I needed to implement in order to make this possible, and I wish to share with you my thoughts and actions to make the necessary changes. The first is to get all of the unnecessary noise out of my life. How I greet my day. I usually wake at 6 a.m. and am on the bike by 6:25 to catch the 6:40 bus, which gets me to the 7 a.m. train, and then for the next 15 minutes I try to prepare for the day ahead. Whether I am well rested or not, I must calm my mind with some simple deep breathing exercises when I awake and try to clear my head. This is especially important to maintain awareness while I bike to the bus. I only travel about 1.5 miles to the bus, but I must be bright and shiny and on the lookout for inattentive drivers. Once I'm on the bus, I continue some deep breathing exercises while I give thanks for days past and the day ahead. I focus on good thoughts for my work, my family, and the general safety of the thousands of people who join me in the daily rush to work. If time permits, I check my work email and note tasks of importance that will influence the day ahead. The noise doesn't really start until I get off the bus and I'm greeted by hustlers shilling free copies of either the Washington Post or the Washington Examiner. These hustlers try to influence my daily path by shouting out why their rag is so important to read. Both of these papers are politically drenched rags that I wouldn't wipe my dog's ass with. Neither contains information that I can use to create something useful. They're full of political garbage, scandals, crime, and an array of nonsense they wish to convince me that I need to be concerned about. But they suck, and I don't waste my time with them. Instead, once I make it to the train, I read or write what's necessary for my job, my family, or todolisthome.com. Once my workday begins, I do my best to stay focused on managing our business. On the train and bus home each day, I'm fortunate to not have to drive, and I try to use the time wisely, preparing for the evening ahead with my family and todolisthome.com, which means you. This is quite different from my younger days when I spent too much time reading newspapers, books, and websites full of information that did not answer the question, does what I do make for a better tomorrow for my family and I? I still have a need to keep in touch with the world, but I want to do it on my terms. And I have found that The Daily Show on Comedy Central is the only solution for me to stay informed without an unnecessary rise in my blood pressure. I found The Daily Show in 2004 after my wife insisted I stop watching the network news because I would always end up swearing at the TV and the newscasters. You will find more time in your life if you cut out the noisy media that tries to influence your thoughts about things you can never change. Another lifestyle change I implemented for my family and I when we moved into this home 3 years ago was to not move our cable subscription with us. I cut that cord and never regretted it. No longer do I come home to a blaring TV and children enthralled by the likes of SpongeBob or Dora. Instead, they are usually doing homework or practicing their musical instruments. After the first year, I did install an aerial antenna on the roof and connected an HD converter to get some basic local channels, which are necessary for staying tuned into the world. Additionally, we have high-speed internet access, which allows us to choose what we want to see without commercials. Living without major sports, especially on the weekends, keep me out of sports conversations, but I find that I accomplish quite a lot of things necessary for the goals I have with my life and those of my family. Cutting cable has increased my family budget by over $1,300 per year, and instead of 1,300 channels of shit to choose from, for a fee, I'm back down to 13 channels of shit, just like I was in the 70s. If you want to get more done and prepare for a better future, stop watching TV and cancel the cable subscription. My to-do lists and todolisthome.com are greatly influenced by information I am interested in, and I've been fortunate enough to have a few websites in my life that have helped me become more productive. I cannot emphasize enough that you must listen to the people who can truly help you accomplish the tasks on your to-do lists. Wherever you find them, there are people out there who can help you make more of your to-do lists. At work, it's my boss, and for todolisthome.com and my home life, it's Jack Spirko of the survivalpodcast.com and 5 Minutes with Jack. I'm also a fan of Jason Akers of the selfsufficientgardener.com and Chris Martinson of chrismartinson.com. Most recently, I've been learning from Gary Vaynerchuk of garyvaynerchuk.com. For spiritual enrichment, I have none better than the minister of the church I go to. All of these people have been able to break down the complexities of my world and show me how to apply the pieces necessary for a full and productive life. Through them, I have taken action to be productive, and as a result, I am beginning to provide something useful to my neighbors, friends, and you, the online community. My gardens attract pollinators as well as neighbors curious to learn what I'm doing in the yard and why. Setting my different social media accounts have begun to expand that for people anywhere in the world and start to bring back the old days of customer-oriented business. My focus on getting the to-do list tasks done, learning from them, making improvements to them, and sharing that information with you in a format you can enjoy as often as possible. I make this show in podcast format so that you can take it with you anywhere, and the website, podcasts, as well as the videos allow for you to refer to episodes anytime and in a manner that appears to be timeless. I've learned that not only do I have the time to focus on good things that can truly influence for a better life, and I hope you come to the same realization. Focusing on the good things that you can truly influence for a better life. I do my best to keep todolisthome.com uncluttered and in a format that can be readily applied to anyone attempting similar tasks. The same goes for my approach to the social media I participate in, like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. If I don't think you will find something useful, I won't publish it. This has altered my lifestyle because now I have a responsibility for producing great content for you, and that involves sacrifice. And I think that's the lesson for today, if there's a lesson to be had. If you want to make a better life for yourself, you must be willing to sacrifice that which wastes time. More importantly, you must keep track of how and what to do in order to make that better life a reality. And that all begins with a simple to-do list. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful.